More than 100 years ago, Rudolf Steiner wrote that in the future, we will eliminate the soul with medicine. Under the pretext of a healthy point of view, there will be a vaccine by which the human body will be treated so that the human being cannot develop the thought of the existence of soul and spirit. He would be extremely smart, but he would not develop a conscience. And that is the true goal of some materialistic circles. A viral video which claims to be a leaked 2005 presentation to the DOD by American geneticist Dean Hamer shows a man briefing a room of men about the VMAT2 gene, the God gene, and how it can be suppressed with the use of vaccines.
Excuse me, on the left over here, we have individuals who are religious fundamentalists, religious fanatics, and this is the expression, RT-PCR, real-time PCR expression of the VMAT2 gene. Our hypothesis is that these are fanatical people, that they have overexpression of the VMAT2 gene, and that by vaccinating them against this, we'll eliminate this behavior.
In 2002, former news anchor Ryan Harper claimed in the San Francisco Chronicle that he created this video as a short film, but has provided no clear evidence to substantiate this claim. And if it is a hoax, then it appears to be disinformation, false information deliberately spread to employ strategic deceptions to advance political, military, or commercial goals. Because in 2009, Dean Hamer lectured at Marlboro College about this same subject.
Well, it turns out at least one gene that's involved in spirituality has now been identified. It's one of many different players. The next slide shows it. It's something called the vesicular monobeam transporter number 2.
And in 2004, Hamer published the book The God Gene, How Faith is Hardwired into Our Genes, wherein he argues that a variation in the VMAT2 gene dictates one's openness to spiritual experiences. And without it, we cannot feel God. Not only is this information accurate, but it appears to have been deployed. In a recent article by Dr. Ariana Love, it is shown that this technology has existed for years. The VMAT2 gene is a protein that carries several vital neurotransmitters to synapses in the brain. It basically controls the central nervous system. Deleting it, known as a knockout, would greatly reduce these neurotransmitters, creating an endless list of chronic health issues. VMAT2 deletion is accomplished using the SLC18A2 cDNA ORF clone, where cDNA is complementary DNA, which is used in human cloning and genetically modifying an organism. In 2013, Supreme Court judges ruled that cDNA added to target cells in the human genome makes a person patent eligible. And there are patents for using this to genetically edit the human VMAT2 gene and delete it. This can easily be done using simple CRISPR technology and is even sold online. In a 2020 study on mice, VMAT2 gene deletion caused schizophrenia. In a 2022 study, it caused Parkinson's disease. In the American Journal of Human Genetics, a study on deleting the VMAT2 induces an intellectual disability syndrome in humans. It causes autoimmune disorders, cerebral palsy, type 1 diabetes, and several other illnesses. Begging the question, as Dr. Love asks, how long have pharma and the government been reducing our humanity through VMAT2 knockouts? VMAT2 deletion also causes fearfulness, psychiatric disorders, cardiac arrhythmia, cancer, and accelerated aging. While it's unlikely that these sadistic mad scientists can cut us off from God, they are definitely doing their best to murder us. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.